I'm here in the PNC studio at Hallis Hall with Sam Acho. Sam, let's start out talking about a specific play. Score was 21-7, third and goal. You guys had a big stop. You were on the bottom of that pile. What happened there?
Well, they had obviously had a pretty big play that they got down to the red zone. And our goal as defenders, we want to keep them out of the end zone, right? So if they're in the red zone, keep them to three and not seven. And coach had a really good call. And I think C.J. Wilson was down in that pile too, and all the D linemen. And we just kept them out of the end zone. It was huge. It was important for us to try and come back and win that game.
Another big play was coming out of the second half. You guys went for an onside kick. What went into making that decision, and run me through that play? They executed it pretty well.
Yeah, we were, well, it was just like we practiced. I'm sure everybody would say that, but it really was. It was just like we practiced. We, at halftime, coach said, we're coming out aggressive, right? We were not, there's no quit in any of us as a team, as coaches. And we'd been practicing that play for a little bit, and we finally had an opportunity to run it, and it turned out pretty much exactly how we practiced. Adrian Amos was able to recover the ball, and it provided a spark for the offense and for the defense.
You mentioned no quit, and you did tweet something out after the game. You mentioned no quit. Yeah. You said you're still beyond encouraged.
Yeah.
Where does that come from? What do you still see in this team?
You know, you look at the record, you might say this team is 2-9, and they're not doing anything. But I'm the things that we're building as a team almost can't be taught, right? To be down by 20 points in the fourth quarter and to come back and be this close from winning the game, right? Most teams would have quit. Right? Most teams would have quit at halftime, down 21-7, things aren't really going your way, guys are injured, but we continue to believe, right? The little things we can clean up, we can work on our hands, we can work on tackling, we can work on forcing fumbles, right? Recovering fumbles. Those little things can be cleaned up, but things that can't be cleaned up are what's inside of you, your heart. Do you believe? Will you ever quit? And what we saw today is a team that no matter what the score is, no matter what the situation, no matter what your record, we're going to go out and we're going to find a way to win. And we were this close from it today, but these lessons are invaluable.
There have been obviously a lot of injuries this year, a lot of injuries on offense. Does that put any more pressure on you guys as a defense?
Well, as a defense and as a team, we don't feel pressure. We apply it. And so you look at some of the injuries. I think our three starting interior linemen are all gone, all out, all injured. Receivers, two starting receivers are hurt. And their starting tight end, we signed Daniel Brown from, I believe he was in Baltimore on their practice squad. Sign him, and he's still learning the offense. He's still learning what to do on special teams, yet he's out there catching touchdowns, making plays. These are with guys who just got here, right? So to have all that being said and to still be in the position that we were in today in the fourth quarter at the end of the game, I mean, you can't do anything but look up and smile.
All right, great. Thanks, Sam. Thanks for being here.